This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What up, what up, what up? What's going on, America? And welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
Uncensored.
President Trump just declared war on big tech and Section 230. Ooh, there's a lot of stuff to talk about today. Mm-hmm. We're going to jump right into it. Michael Flynn's talking about martial law. Harry Styles clapped back at Candace Owens today over bringing back manly men. And apparently Ellen Page is now a straight white male.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
That's married to a white lesbian. It's like a riddle. okay. All right. So what to unpack first? You know what? Let's just jump right into Ellen Page. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jake, first thoughts. And we kind of had a conversation about this with Harry Styles, but now Harry Styles has put himself very provocatively, in my opinion, back into the minds of of the world. But okay, Ellen Page becoming Elliot Page, he, them, or something like that. Mm-hmm. What does
What do I think?
Are your thoughts?
I could give a crap less about Elliot Page and her sexuality. I do not care. Do whatever you want. I don't know why the news feels the need to cover this. Are her new roles in movies going to be male characters?
Her Wikipedia is already changed. Elliot Page is a Canadian actor and producer. He first became known for his role in film and television series in Pit Pony, which he won a Young Artist Award for recurring. Wow. I mean, that's quick. Like, that's super, like, that's a super fast turnaround. How do you get the entire internet to change their crap that quick?
Now, Wikipedia is easy. You can change that easy.
But this is, but it's not just Wikipedia. It's also like her, like, actor.
Because if you, page if you whatever, don't change it,
actress page.
If you have a website that labels her as a female, you're in trouble. You better change it quick. She's a man.
Yeah, oh, my
God. I just don't understand why people
if
care.
If you Google, okay. All right. This is the discussion. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't care what you do. All right. Let's leave the religious out of this. Everybody knows where I stand about it. Okay. But as you know, one, she's Canadian, first of all, but let's just go on American principles of things. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, do what you want to do. Okay. As long as I don't got to pay for it in taxes or anything like that for your reassignments and all that mess, whatever. Here is the issue I have. And it's because of, well, it's two issues, right? One, everybody knows that every single day we're dealing with fact checkers and things of this nature. Okay. So you Google right now, was Elliot Page born a man? It says Page was born and raised in Halifax, Nova Scotia. He was assigned female at birth and went by his birth name of Ellen until 2020. How is that? How can you?
It's all feeling.
How can you? But how is that factually accurate though? Like, how is it a fact that Ellen Page is a man?
Because
how
is that a fact? Because they're using gender identity. They're not saying her gender is a male. They're saying her gender identity is a male. So an argument they make a lot is, when did you know you were a man or a boy growing up? Like, they would say, well, it wasn't until someone told you that men, women, and you realized you were a boy. So it's the identity of what you thought and what you think you are.
Well, I think that's stupid too. Technically, no one taught you how to speak. You learned it. You learned how to talk by listening and observing. There are certain things in life that just are.
Sure, and that's the distinction. Saying like,
eventually,
I am a man. It's like, no, your gender identity is a man.
But all that is semantics.
Yes.
To try to prove 100%. A point that is not true. And if you look at it that way, then it is by very definition not fact, and it's matter of interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So my point goes back to, if I am to say something like Joe Biden is too brittle and not able to be president because he broke his foot while playing fetch with his dog, mm-hmm. I would get fact checked and it would say something like, breaking your foot while playing fetch with your dog in no way, represents your ability to lead a country. And I'd be fact checked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how come it is on issues such as this, we're not allowed to question that? Where are the fact checkers?
I think
for the transgender or identity things like that, like that's what I'm trying to get. You can't have it both ways.
I think the thing is they consider, when you're talking about a presidential candidate, they can always just say you're interfering with the election because you're putting out false info, even if it wasn't false. And with Ellen Page, it's like, well, that's irrelevant. She can say whatever she wants because it's not dangering anyone.
They'll classify it hate speech or dead naming people, which is the same thing. Dead naming. So if I were to call Ellen Page, because that is in fact her name, Ellen Page,
mm-hmm.
okay? If she's legally gone to the court and changed her name, because that is a thing, okay, I'll call you Elliot Page at that point.
Right.
Because that is a thing, all right? Women do it all the time when they marry a male.
There's a big distinction, though.
Change their name to a last name. Like I get right. that. But what I'm saying is the deeming of what is true and what is not,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's hate speech if I say, well, that's not true. I mean, if you want to believe that's true, that's on you.
Yeah.
But that's not true. And so I am now hate speech on the internet. Like they'll classify it. Like I put a video up. I'm so excited to see them fact check me or deem me, take the video down because it's considered hate speech.
Yeah.
Simply because I said that you can do whatever you want to do, it's also okay to be normal based off of what society has made normalcy, being mm-hmm. a female identifying as a female attracted to a male, or a male identifying as a male attracted to a female.
Mm-hmm.
Normal is now being viewed as bad.
Right.
I dress like a stereotypical, what do they call it? A cis?
Cis
male or whatever.
Yeah.
So therefore, there's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
Because I don't agree with, or I don't like the way it looks that a man is wearing women's clothes. Like, I don't.
Well, the thing that I rarely come into contact with people who want me to call them a different gender or whatever. If they're a friend of mine that all of a sudden comes out and has a transition, I'll try my best to make that person comfortable and call them what they want to be called. The problem that Jordan Peterson has been warning us about for years is when it becomes compelled speech and when the government forces you to call them by their new pronoun or whatever. And that's happened in Canada. They've essentially lost their freedom of speech. And it's not like you can't say certain things. It is you have to say certain things. And that is Russian, Stalin, freaky kind of stuff.
Yeah, but Jordan Peterson also is very much to the fact of, you know,
a male's a male.
A male's a male.
For sure.
That's what you are. And so, again, I use the example of, I want to be a doctor, but I didn't go to school to be a doctor. So I'm just going to call myself a doctor, and you have to refer to me and accept me as a doctor.
Yes, that's the thing. Like, I don't care what you do. You can call yourself a doctor, but I'm not going to. And I shouldn't be forced to.
Well, you shouldn't be forced to, and you should not be made out to be the villain, because whatever happened, why did it become so bad to raise boys to become men, girls to become women? When did that happen? And when did that become?
Ladies
and gentlemen, this is going to be an episode that is probably going to be highly criticized, but it's something that really needs to be talked about. The LGBTQ community is not a sustainable community. Now, we have touched on this in the past before. If the LGBTQ community becomes the norm and becomes the majority of the society, then the society is not sustainable. Heterosexual encounters, things like that, is how you procreate, is how you grow the community, is how you grow the population. Oh, but there's in vitro, and you have surrogates and all this other kind of stuff. It's still based around the same basic principle of heterosexual encounters.
Yeah, my conspiracy hour with Jake is they realized back in the 50s one of the best things about America, and it was the nuclear family and the system we set up. So they said, as long as that nuclear family is still there, we can't touch America. So what they did is they started having huge pushes for women to get into the workplace, you know, that toxic masculinity is bad, that you don't have to get married, go out and have a career and don't have kids and all this kind of stuff. And if you look at the numbers, you know, marriages are going down, kids are going down, it's working. So,
well, again, okay, if we're going on, because this has a million different avenues of approach here, okay? And everybody can Google right now Harry Styles clap back at Candace Owens, okay?
Harriet Styles.
Yeah, Harriet. No.
He's a man, sorry.
No, he identifies as like gender fluid, I think.
Harry, please don't sue me.
And so his clap back, it says, bring back manly men.
Mm-hmm.
And it is him in a female like suit, and he's seductively eating a banana for some reason. Mm. And it's a professional photo shoot. It's not him like just randomly in his house.
Pretty manly.
Doing it or anything like that. You remember that episode of The Office where Michael accidentally buys the female suit, and it's like this big deal? It wasn't because it was funny. Like, what happened to that? Like, now, if you were to laugh at a guy wearing a female suit, you would be canceled.
Yeah.
Cancel culture. Unless you're on this show.
Right.
Then you can talk about what you want. The bigger problem to me is this, and that's why the title of this episode is Uncensor America.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger problem to me is this, the overlords that decide what is fact and what is not,
mm-hmm.
what is true and what is fake. How come Ellen Page can just decide? Because that's literally what she has done. She has decided that she is now transgender. She was gay.
She's not gay anymore because she's a man with a woman.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, but a man, she's now a white, straight male married to a gay woman.
Whoa.
I mean, but do you see what I'm saying here? Like,
my brain's locked up.
Like, I know, but that's why I said it's like a riddle. It's like a freaking Matrix puzzle paradigm. There's a glitch in the Matrix, people.
If a gay white woman has surgery and dates
but where is the fact checks on this? Where is the proof that you can point to in articles and science and data and research that says just because you feel like you're a man makes you a man, so therefore captions. Remember the other week when I got in trouble just because I captioned it wrong and I worded it the wrong way? Well, where is the data and the science and the evidence that shows if you have a XY or what is it, XX and XY chromosomes, those don't matter.
Right.
Whatever you feel like you are is in fact the truth.
It almost reminds me of, you know, did you have the class in high school where all the bad kids went? Like Focus, it was called in my school.
No. Okay. I didn't grow up in a degenerate society like you did.
Well, it was almost like a timeout for all the bad kids. And it's like a bad kid
now,
saying,
now
like,
we
why?
Had ISS in
it's
school.
It's similar
suspension.
To ISS, but it's, anyways.
Okay, all right.
It's similar to people that are in trouble all the time saying, like, well, I know that good kid was cheating yesterday. It's like, well, you're the one in trouble. They got their eyes on you constantly, and you're in Facebook trouble all the time. Oh, Ellen Page is, you know, they're one of their favorite people.
Well,
they wouldn't fact check.
Again,
it's obvious.
Again, if we're, and that brings me to the main point. I don't care what Ellen, I'm not calling her Elliot, what Ellen Page and Harry Styles do. I don't care. What I care about is the hypocrisy of the fact that I can't say what I believe to be true. Like, for example, I believe that Joe Biden cheated in the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be immediately considered fake, misleading, sensitive, or discretionary content.
Right.
Immediately, it would be captioned that. But other people can just say Sam Smith is now
them. Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like who cares?
Like I can even wrap my head more around a girl thinking she's a guy or a guy thinking he's a girl, but to think that you're multiple things, like
I'm multiple people.
Like, are you kidding?
It's called schizophrenia.
Like. I'm being for real.
Yeah.
Like, at what point do you sit there and go, no. It's like I heard a good pastor speak on this, and it was talking about, you know, the Christmas story, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's Christmas time. Everybody starts talking about Mary and Joseph and the virgin birth and all this stuff. And they're like, you know, put it up into today's terms and all this stuff and things and outside of things religious-wise, because unless you're religious, you don't believe this, mm-hmm. right? But can we, even as Christians, can we factually prove that happened? Not really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not really. Like, there's a lot of people that'll be like, well, you know, you look at the mountains and you can see scrape marks from a boat up super high because that means there was water back there. You know, there are things that some people have found, and it is eerie.
Mm-hmm.
The things that the Bible has said that have happened. But either way, back to the original point. Today, Mary walks into church. Mary's engaged to Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
You see a little bump. And you go,
hold up.
Shotgun wedding. And you go, Mary, are you expecting? And she goes, yeah, I am. Oh, you and Joseph must be so happy. Oh, no. Joseph's not the daddy. Oh.
Who is it?
Maury Povich time.
Yeah.
And then they go, well, who's the daddy?
I'm a virgin.
The Holy Spirit impregnated me. Mary, do you mind coming over here and talk to this officer really quick? You know what? Yeah, the psychiatrist. I mean, that's, look, okay? Again, who is to say that Mary's truth is not that the Holy Spirit impregnated her? There's people right now walking around in counseling that are pregnant that think that, like, celebrities are the ones that slept with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like Thor really laid the hammer and now they're pregnant with Thor Jr. Okay. But that's not true.
Yeah.
And that's not. Yeah. God, even from a Christian standpoint. Okay. I said, I wasn't going to bring religious in it, but it's hard. Even from a Christian standpoint, we're supposed to love everybody. And I do like I truly, truly believe I have never one time in my adult life, in my teenage years, I probably wasn't as nice to the homosexual kids as I could have been. All right, I was a teenager. All right, I feel bad about that. I ended up on somebody's kill list once. I didn't put that in my first book. I'll probably put it in my second. All right, that's a true story. I was number three. I feel like I just dropped the bombshell and we're just moving on. We're just moving on. But either way,
I'm on one.
In my adult life, you know, you want to do what you want to do, fine. But to just automatically speak something and then now that is fact because that's what you feel.
Right.
That's what you think. How the crap is that allowed to be said on the internet mm-hmm. for millions upon millions to see? But I can't say what I want because I could influence someone.
Well, that's the hypocrisy of it.
Aren't they influencing people?
Yeah. And this is the thing about being a straight white man right now. Like, we're the enemy of all these victim groups that the left has created, right? So what I don't understand is how if we have an issue with, you know, somebody transitioning, which I don't have a problem with, but say I did, you know, they have just as big of a problem with straight men. So it's like, why, what's the double standard there? Like, just be yourself. Why are you attacking straight, heterosexual, tough people as negative, but you don't want them to talk about you negative?
This is going to turn into a longer conversation because we're not done with this, but Joe Biden has actually already stepped into this realm. And we're going to talk about that next. But first, we got to get into a sponsor. All right, Jake.
iTarget Pro.
iTarget Pro. I got to find it. I can't read. Here we go. All right. iTarget Pro this year has reminded us of many things, including how important it is to look after the ones we love. This holiday season, give the gift of safety, accuracy, and self-defense. Give them iTarget Pro. When the government can't or won't protect your family, self-defense is your only option, but most of us don't have the time to consistently train, plus ammo is really expensive. That's why iTarget was invented using their proprietary app and laser bullet. You can now train safely in the convenience of your own home with your actual firearm. iTarget Pro comes in all major calibers, including .223 and .556, so you can stay sharp with almost any firearm. Today, you can save 10% plus get free shipping with the offer code G-R-A-H-A-M. That's Graham at checkout when you go to itargetpro.com. This holiday season, give the gift that is a bullseye. I did not write that, but it's but it's catchy. That's the letter I, targetpro.com. itargetpro.com, offer code Graham. All right, so going back into this transgender, all this other kind of conversation, and there's a lot of, the title of this is Uncensor America, and we're getting into that, but this is all a part of it,
mm-hmm.
Okay? All of this falls into the issue that I have with what's going on right now, because other people can say and do and think and feel whatever they want, and they can put it out there, and they're major influential people and can sway people either way, and they can say whatever. But I can't. We can't. Conservatives can't. All right, so here is something very interesting. All right, so this is Chuck Schumer, and someone's going to ask them about Joe Biden's policies to give on federally funded schools. Transgender students in federally funded schools access to bathrooms and locker rooms. Here we go.
Oh. Bluetooth connected.
Dadgummit. It should be connected. Why is it not connected?
Got a hook in that
I
Bluetooth.
Hate freaking technology. There we go. Simple as that. Why was that not happening? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Listen, close.
Last one.
Joe Biden said that on his first day of office, he will give transgender students access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity in all federally funded schools. Do you think he has the ability to do this, and do you agree with this decision?
I agree with the decision, and I know he'll check things out thoroughly legally. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Your daughter, now under Joe Biden, on his first day of office, they said.
Yeah.
Is now going to make it to where if you're a federally funded school, you will be required to allow transgender individuals based on their identity
mm-hmm.
to enter into whatever bathroom, locker room they so choose.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump tried to make it to where if you receive federal funding, you could simply just have free speech and be allowed to speak freely. Joe Biden wants to allow Chuck, who now is Sally for a day, go into the women's bathroom and locker room and hang out with the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Some ignorant moron tweeted a comment to me when I said this on Twitter. Twitter's one of my favorite places because the dumbest of all people live on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what their justification was that this is going to be completely fine?
What?
There's no urinals in the girls' bathrooms. It's all stalls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So no one will be able to see anything.
Yeah. That,
you're a freaking idiot, man. Sometimes, you know, this is in my book. Somebody said to me, some people just need a bullet. And sometimes I just think, man, these people walk around. They've probably got kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're driving cars. They got driver's license. They probably have a job. We need that clip of Tosh.0 going, who's hiring all these people? Because the employment rate really should be much higher.
Yeah. I like to say some people don't deserve freedom.
Some people.
Freedom is not free. You don't just get freedom.
Okay. All right. Jake, yes or no? Are you comfortable with the fact of transgender people going into, you have a daughter, if you have a daughter, are you comfortable with that?
No.
Me either. The answer is no, is what it is. Absolutely not. Why, when's the last time you saw a successful male babysitter advertising for like coming and hanging out with your kids?
Not very often.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen,
right?
But it's very rare. Why?
Because there's a coup against men to not be babysitters.
There's a coup against men to not be babysitters.
We want to more than anything.
It's just yeah. No, you separate men and girls for a reason.
Yeah, guys don't like doing that as much as girls.
Well,
do.
Well, that too. Like, yeah. You know, what's your job? Oh, I babysit.
I watch kids.
What are you buying all that candy for? Oh, I got to go watch kids later on today.
Got like 12 of them.
Man, we would so get kicked off of Facebook for this. All right. Okay, back to the point, Jake. Jeez.
Golly.
All right.
This isn't funny.
People are trying to call in now. John Cooper was supposed to be on the show today, but apparently we had a mix-up on time. And so now he's trying to call into the show.
Rock stars, right?
Unfortunately, John, we're having to film the episode without you.
Well, the thing about the bathroom deal is that like probably 80% or more will be actual people who are transitioning that aren't trying to, you know, be predators with children, but it's that 20% or even if it's 1% of people that will take advantage of that, that it's just not going to work.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth the risk.
It's not worth the risk of it. In fact, it's already happened.
Oh, yeah.
People have already had issues and people have already had problems with it. Let me collect my thoughts for just a second. And please write me on this. I really want as many people as possible to send me your thoughts on this topic. Graham@DearAmericaMedia.com. That's Graham@DearAmericaMedia.com. Let me know your thoughts, because my thoughts are this whole thing is bull crap. That's my thoughts. I can't say that I believe, I don't even have to say that I know Joe Biden cheated. I can simply just say, I believe that Joe Biden cheated, and I'm automatically false information, ding, page, this and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to go on there today and say, I now identify as Grahamette,
mm-hmm.
and I am a girl.
That's my grandma's name.
Grahamette?
No.
Oh, my God. I thought you were serious. I was like, what a horrible name to name
Grahamette.
Somebody. Why would anyone hate their child so much to name them? Okay. The point goes back to, if we're going to fact check truth, then we got to fact check all truth. And we got to fact check everything.
Yeah.
And
who's determining what truth is?
You can't just fact check some people for stating their beliefs and then not fact check the other people who literally believe that they are multiple things. Mm-hmm. Sam Smith. Okay.
Sam Smiths.
Let me, them. Sam Smith. There was a sentence talking about Sam Smith's band. And it was like, Sam Smith, they, as Sam Smith got ready, they performed their set. And it was talking about him warming up. It made it, like, I thought I was reading about his band.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. It was about him.
Right.
Like just him. Him by himself, they warmed up on the piano.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you, there's a show called Billions. Have you seen it? It's a really good show, but there's this one character, it's a girl, and she goes by they. And every time they're talking about them, they say that, like, you know, they did blah, 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 blah. And it, every time I've like, who are they talking about? Confuses me every time, because we have what's called the English language, and they is multiple
people. That's a good point. How long until we change the rules of the English language?
Yeah. We already have.
Well, but that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So they can not only be plural, it can also be singular.
And it will be mandated language. Hey, we've changed language, and you have to say it this way.
This is real stuff, people. This is, I mean, this is reality. This is where we are, okay? The most basic way to put it, Ellen Page, a white girl, a couple years ago decided that, or came out, excuse me, God almighty, decided to be gay. Oh, so you think it's a choice. Anyway, reminds me of that episode with Oscar. Oh, you think it's a choice.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. She's gay. She marries this girl named Emma, who is also a white girl. And now, as of yesterday, has decided that she is now a straight white male named Elliot, still married to a lesbian. Just put it on paper and read it and tell me, does that sound factually accurate to you? Where is the Facebook check? Yeah. This post could be misleading, at least. Give me the misleading one, at least at this point. That's my point. Hypocrisy at its best. We are censoring only some Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Only some Americans are being censored. Only some people are being censored. Ellen Page is an American. Harry Styles is an American. But it, across the board, some people can say things and other people can't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to uncensor America.
That's right.
And that leads us to a huge bombshell from the president late last night. President Trump drops a bombshell, but first we got to get into a sponsor. All right, Jake, who's next?
We the People Holsters.
We the People Holsters, one of our longest standing people, and we love them. The pending results of the election will no doubt cause a spike in gun sales. If you are making a firearms purchase because you're worried about the future of the Second Amendment, I want you to be safe, responsible, and carry with a We the People holster. Starting at just $40, We the People Holsters are custom designed to fit your firearm perfectly and made right here in the USA. They have thousands of options to choose from, plus an amazing selection of printed holsters. Go to wethepeople.com, wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham to get yours today. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee. Get an additional $10 off with the offer code G-R-A-H-A-M. This makes a great gift and satisfaction is guaranteed. If it's not a perfect fit, send it back for a total refund. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. That's wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. Offer code Graham. All right, I got to find the tweet because I want to read it verbatim. Donald Trump, I'm going here. I'm going in real time. Where is it? He tweets so much. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, guys. I should have saved it, but I did. Here we go. Okay, 14 hours ago.
100 tweets ago.
Yeah, 100 tweets ago. Okay. Section 230. All right, now to catch you guys up, Section 230 is it's what protects free speech on the internet. That was its original design. But what has happened since the creation of social media companies, it has basically shielded them from any kind of lawsuits at all for censoring content, removing content, this and that. All right, there's a loophole in Section 230. All right, so this is Donald Trump's, President Trump's post. Section 230, which is a liability shielding gift from the U.S. to big tech, the only companies in America that have it, corporate welfare, is a serious threat to our national security and election integrity. Our country can never be safe and secure if we allow it to stand. Therefore, if the very dangerous and unfair Section 230, goodness, excuse me, is not completely terminated as part of the National Defense Authorization Act. I will be forced to unequivocally veto the bill when sent to the very beautiful Resolute desk. Take back America now. Thank you. I mean, I'm all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Take it away, man. Take it away or amend it. Mm-hmm. Amend Section 230. Or actually, Joe Rogan, I doubt we could find it, but Joe Rogan actually had a beautiful idea. Can you Google what has to take place? And this is just me being honest. For someone to add to an amendment or to create a new amendment or something, like what has to happen? I mean, obviously it has to pass in the Congress and the House and the Senate and all that stuff. But does it need like 2/3 state majority or some crap like that too? Like what has to happen?
Okay. So it says constitutional amendments are intended to improve, correct, or otherwise revise the original documents.
There we go.
The framers knew it would be impossible for the Constitution they were writing to address every situation. Ratified two methods, establishes two ways in which it may be amended. In simple terms, Article 5 prescribes that amendments may be proposed either by the U.S. Congress or by a constitutional convention when and if demanded by 2/3 of the legislatures of the states.
Okay. All right. So either 2/3 majority of the states or in the Congress or in the House.
The Congress, yeah, or the states demand a constitutional convention. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Joe Rogan brought up a really good point that I actually thought was actually genius. Just get rid of Section 230 and then amend the First Amendment and add it to include social media and the internet. So your First Amendment rights are protected under the Constitution, under the internet and social media for your First Amendment right for free speech.
It seems like it. I don't know.
Because then if Facebook removes something you say, then you can say that they are constitutionally violating your rights as an American.
Sure. Yeah. But say I created a platform called Conservatives Only or something, and I didn't allow, you know, I wouldn't have the ability to not allow liberals onto my platform, right?
No, that's not what it would be. Free speech has nothing to do with you allowing people to come into your business.
Well, and they start posting liberal stuff. It's like my site was created just for conservatives, you know. I'm not able to do that now. So it's like if you're creating a social media platform.
But why do we have social media platforms that are created for conservatives?
Right, that's my question.
Because you can't,
right.
you can't speak freely on the big tech platforms, right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is there would be no need to create conservative, safe social media apps if everybody could be on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or YouTube and make money and all this other kind of stuff, because they're protected under their First Amendment rights of free speech that includes the internet and social media.
I like the idea. I'm just more of a let the market do it. You know, people are leaving Facebook. If they keep messing up, something else will take its place. I'm more a fan of that than, you know, big government telling businesses what to do, but this is a different situation. This is a monopoly situation.
Can you Google every area that free speech currently, the right to protest, free press? Can you Google everything? I think there's four, or there may be five. I think there's four things. All right. Okay. I found it. So it's freedom of speech, the press. Here we go. All right. So this is what I'm saying. Why is the press in there? The press, they didn't have TV cameras back then. No, they're talking about newspapers and writings and things like that, right?
Right.
Okay. Assembly, that's,
like protesting.
Protesting, yeah. Gathering, and then the right to petition the government for grievances, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you inserted the internet and social media, you're protecting free speech across the new platforms that are available for communication. Mm-hmm. I would argue in a court of law, I would argue that the only reason the press is in there is because back then through paper and through written language and things like that, that's the only way that they mass put out information to society back then, right? So technically the press could be argued should incorporate social media and the internet in the first place. All right. So I actually really like, for simplicity purposes, instead of, you know, trying to figure out how to fix the loopholes of Section 230, mm-hmm. why don't we just freaking add the internet? Just literally,
yeah.
The internet. Like, that's all you got to do, because social media without the internet ain't nothing. So the internet, bam, protected under First Amendment. As long as you're not inciting violence or anything like that against another human being, you can say and do whatever the crap you want in America. Okay? Now, how do you do that with Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter being international companies? Well, they obviously have to abide by the rules of the countries in which they do business in, right? Mm-hmm. So in America, let's just put it under the First Amendment.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should have a online Bill of Rights, like an internet. These are our rights when we go online. Like, we need to figure that out.
We have to uncensor America. How do you uncensor America when the main ways that Americans communicate with each other, it's not through text messages. It's not through cell phones. It's not. It's the internet. It is social media. It is these big tech companies that now are playing God, is what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And they are protected under a loophole that is Section 230. Okay, look it up. Look it up for yourself. It was made in the 90s, right? 96, 93, something like that. It was made in the 90s, okay? The internet was really just started rocking and rolling by that point. Okay, they had no idea that these things called social media apps were going to be created. They had no idea that a normal citizen would have the ability to speak into a phone and millions of people hear what they had to say within a matter of days. Mm-hmm. They had no idea that that was going to happen. So Section 230 has loopholes. And big tech companies have been loving this loophole. That's why every time someone tries to sue Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, the courts won't even hear it.
Right.
Because Section 230 protects them from being sued. So how do you clean it up? I think you get rid of Section 230, period, and you amend the First Amendment to include the internet / social media. I don't even think you had to put social media on there. I think if you just put internet, I think it covers it all.
Yeah.
Anything that has to do with a connection in any way, shape, form, or fashion with the internet, mm-hmm. free speech should be protected constitutionally under that.
Right, as well as privacy, you know, if your data is being taken, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe somebody give Joe Rogan a cabinet position at this point, because that's a genius idea, and I'm 100% on board with it. Write me, Graham, at DearAmericaMedia.com, and let me know what you think. I think this is great. Jake, do you think that anything's actually going to become of this? Do you think that because Trump has now said he's not going to sign the National Defense Authorization Act, do you think anything's going to happen with 230?
Man, I hope so. But I honestly don't see it happening. And even if it did, it'd be reversed if Biden gets elected. So, you know, I'm okay with that, though. I would prefer it to be taken care of, but I would rather let the market handle itself. You know, we haven't dealt with very many monopolies, but I think the market is smart enough on its own to, you know, handle that kind of problem. But if we need to do some kind of amendment, fine, let's talk about it, but I just don't see it happening.
What is wrong? What is the begrudging? Like, if we have to talk about amendment, let's talk. What's wrong with an amendment?
Well, nothing's wrong with it. It's just all the details. It's telling a company, you know, how to run their business, which I'm usually against. In all ways.
Okay. All right. So here's why I think it's important. Let's go to Graham Conspiracy Hour for a moment before we get into it. You know what? Before we do that, let's get into our last sponsor. Did you know that the average American has 97 points they can add to their credit score and have no idea how to get them? I've got something in the back of my throat, man.
COVID?
I don't have COVID. I've already had it. And studies show that you're immune for years now. Anyway,
fact check.
All right, Scoremaster, that was New York Times and Washington. Can I read the ad? Scoremaster is the new credit science that super boosts your credit score. Forget raising your credit score a few points. That's weak. The average Scoremaster user raises their credit score 61 points in 20 days or less. Say your credit score was in the high 500s to mid 600s when you bought that new car. If you'd gone to Scoremaster first and raised your credit score just the average 61 points our listeners get, you could have saved $9,000 on your car loan. Scoremaster puts you in control of your finances, not the banks. Enroll in minutes and see how many plus points Scoremaster can add to your credit score. Visit scoremaster.com/Graham. That's scoremaster.com/Graham. All right, this is why it's important, okay? If we do not protect the First Amendment right now and uncensor America, and I believe that we really do, I believe that's the way to do it. We have to amend the First Amendment to include something, not take anything away, include the internet. And this is why. Because the Democrats have already proven, they've already said, they're already wanting to pack the Supreme Court, okay? If they get the Senate majority in Georgia, they're going to do it. They're going to pack the Supreme Court.
Yep.
And then who's to say that the 22nd Amendment doesn't come into question then? If they've got the House, the Senate, and the Supreme Court packed, do you really think they can't ratify or take away the 22nd Amendment?
Do whatever they want.
But that's what I'm trying to say. So if we don't solidify free speech right now,
right,
what's the point? What's the point? I mean, I'm serious. What is the point at that point? Then what do they do? Oh my God, this is so important. Look, if people can't communicate the way that they want to communicate, how they believe they should communicate, then we lose Georgia. Georgia's lost, okay? All conservatives' reach and everything has been cut down. All of everyone's interaction that is anything anti-Joe Biden, they can't reach the people that they normally reach. So free speech is already being impeded upon mm-hmm. by big tech. The best thing Donald Trump could do on his way out is take away Section 230, at minimum.
I hope so.
Take away Section 230. At minimum, because if we don't secure our ability and our rights to speak what we want to speak and have our ideas heard, America was an idea. The very thought of America breaking away from Britain was death.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire principle of fact-checking, the entire principle of determining what's right to say and what's wrong to say, it goes against our very nature of who we are as Americans.
Right.
America was created with people telling another country to go F themselves.
The world's superpower.
Yes, at the time.
Yeah.
Literally, America looked at Goliath and said,
make us.
Go make us. They said, make us. But now we're allowing independent fact checkers to determine what we can say, how we can say it, and who can hear it and who can read it.
Yeah, and that risk they took when they signed their name on that piece of paper.
Oh, if they would have lost, they would all be dead.
And that was for us.
Yeah.
Not for them. They did that for us.
Correct.
And this is how we repay them.
By being cowards. And that's what we are. Every single one of you and me and everyone that's sitting back allowing this to happen, we are all complicit cowards that do not deserve the freedoms that we, well, supposedly have mm-hmm. still in America. You don't deserve it. Just because you're born here, you don't deserve it if you're not willing to stand up and fight for it. Facebook needs to be held accountable. YouTube mm-hmm. needs to be held accountable. Instagram, Twitter, all of them need to be taken to court. They need to have the ever-living crap sued out of them. They need to have tariffs or whatever it is put on them to where they beg for you to come on the internet and speak what you want to speak, how you want to speak it, when you want to speak it. Because without that, they should be dead in the water to do so.
And you know what else happens is echo chambers. So when they own everything and when they control all the media, what's going to happen is the opposite of that, the if you want to call it the alt-right and the crazy radical right, will grow tenfold. If you eliminate the middle ground people like us who just want to have a conversation and get rid of them, you're going to create a monster by doing that.
Well, right. And that's my point. It is time for us to uncensor America.
Yeah.
It is time for us to no longer have to... It is time for us to no longer accept that one group of people can say one thing and another group of people can't. Yeah. If you want freedom and you want equality, the answer is you have to uncensor America. Americans should be allowed to say what they want to say, and you should be allowed to say, I think you're bat crap crazy. Get away from me. And until we get to that point, until we're willing to stand up for that point, until we're ready to potentially bleed for that point, then we've already lost.
Yep.
And then you get people like Michael Flynn telling the president that he needs to declare martial law, which is, that's a whole nother story for another day. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here 3 days a week now. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us Friday. Our first Friday episode is coming up this week. Thank you guys so much. Tell a friend, subscribe, give us 5 stars. Jake, where can they find you?
Parler at Producer Jake.
And of course, I'm Graham Allen. Thanks so much for watching this episode of the, or listening to this episode of the Dear America podcast. See you again next time.